Kelly, bonjour madame. Oh là l'amour, bonjour la fontaine.
Bonjour
le dernier, bonjour la graine.
Salam alaikum veut dire bonjour.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Good morning, bonjour. Music coming from Rashita. Opening our show this morning, Sounds of Africa is the name. 101.9 FM is the station. The magic dial. You're with me, Sheila C. Right up until 9 o'clock. So I say marembe to the people of Sudan and Ghana. Jambo to the people of Kenya, Uganda, and Tanzania. Moli Bwanje, Moli Shani, Zambia and Malawi. Kasumal to the people of Senegal. Bonjour, good morning to the world. That was our start. Welcoming everyone who has just arrived for the second leg of the Olympics in the greater Vancouver area. Awesome, awesome shows going on all around the place. Whether you're in Surrey, in Richmond, downtown, there is entertainment, excitement, and the spirit of the Olympics. Gold being won left, right, and center. So we're going to talk about all of that stuff later on. Kicking off the show, music from Rashid Taha, Bonjour, from Algeria. We're gonna move on to Senegal.
CITR ou bien CITA 101.9 FM.
Tes nœuds
bien curieux parfum. Le jour comme la nuit, deux dans le même écran unis à ce qu'on dit, comme les doigts de la main, l'entrain, le mépris, l'envie et le dédain. Da-do-do, do-do, do-do-do, un peu de l'un, un peu des deux, l'envie et le dédain. Da-do-do, do-do, do-do-do, de toi, donc de ton prochain, l'envie et le dédain, yeah, yeah. Dans le biais de tes voeux, on peut lire par moments blanc, comme en creux, de bien curieux couplets. Tendant, mais tant pis, la même mélodie, le jour comme la nuit, rien jamais ne suffit, l'entrain, le mépris, l'envie et le dédain. D'un doudou, 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 un peu de l'un, un peu des deux, l'envie et le dédain. D'un doudou, 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 de toi, tant que de ton prochain, l'envie et le dédain, yeah, yeah.
Oh, de tes nouvelles. Chaque jour la rue t'appelle, je n'ai plus la force d'avancer.
Music there coming from Leila Gofran, Anna Lebamel Kedar out of Morocco. Before that, you heard Kenzo Farah, brand new track on CITR's Sounds of Africa. Lao Touva out of Algeria. She's a French singer, songwriter, and performer originating from Algeria, currently living in Marseille. So I gave you music in French back to back. We have had music from Algeria, Rachid Taha. That was followed by Tet with L'Envie et Le Dadang out of Senegal. The guy is born in Dakar. His career started in 1999 with the release of a self-produced EP. In 2000, he delivered another EP, Preamble, followed by an album, L'Air de Rien. That was released back in 2001. In 2003, he recorded an album, A la Fèvre de l'Automne. In 2006, Tété brought out the opus, La Sacre de l'Amène et autre conte de la Lissière. I should really learn my French. All right, I just played you a sample from his fifth album, which was released yesterday. Yes, correct, yesterday. And we have it for you on this show, none other than CITR's 101.9 Sounds of Africa. Ted will be performing at the Festival Voix de Fête in Geneva, Switzerland on March the 5th. And he's preparing for a US tour, which will start on March the 15th. Followed by music again from Algeria by Kenza Farah, singer-songwriter and performer originating from Algeria living in Marseille. Her first album, Authentique, was released back in 2007, was certified gold 2 weeks after its release and ranked number 5 in the best-selling album charts. Yeah, baby. That's what you call success. You're listening to Sounds of Africa on CITR. You're with me, Sheila C. And the show comes your way every Tuesday between 8 and 9.30. So please do stay tuned. If it's your first time, welcome to the show. Do join us every week. If you miss the show, hey, technology is beautiful. We have a podcast, I didn't get enough sleep. And the coffee is just not quite working it. Alrighty, yes, so you can catch the show via podcast. You just go to log on to the CITR website, so it's www.citr.ca. You go to programs, and then you click on Sounds of Africa, and you can pick the date of the show that you missed, and you can listen to it. If you would like a list of all the songs that we play, you can join the Facebook page. So go to your Facebook once you've logged on. I know everybody's on Facebook these days. I don't think there's a person I know that is not on Facebook. Yeah, you can log on and just join the fan page, Sounds of Africa. Sounds of Africa is spelled with a Z at the end of Sounds. Africa is spelled with a K in Africa. So Sounds of Africa radio show. Do your search, join up, and you will find all the music that we play and how you can get a hold of it yourself. We're going to continue with music. We finished off with music from Morocco. We are going now to Mali, Martinique, among many other countries. Lots and lots of music to come out of Tunisia, Senegal, Congo, Brazzaville, Egypt, just to mention a few. We have news at the top of the hour. That's at 9 o'clock regarding the Congo and humanitarian organizations in that country. We have news regarding President Laurent Gbagbo of the Ivory Coast and his decision to dissolve government. We have news again from Kenya. There's problems there with the heads of state and the prime minister. We'll tell you all about that. And yes, we have news regarding Canada and Haiti. So do stay tuned for news in brief from the African continent. 20 minutes past 8 is your time. You're listening to Sounds of Africa with me, Sheila C. Coming up next, music from Yapa. Y-A-P-A. You heard me right. Yapa. It's a beautiful song. And do stay tuned. Coming on later on after the news, we have an interview with one artist, very talented. I'm not going to give you more because you have to hear for yourself, but you'll find it interesting. And I'm going to bring you some music from him as well. His name is Joe Amuzu, and he lives right here in Vancouver, originates from Africa. Stay tuned for that and more. Here is Yapa. Don't you love that beat? Woo! Kasila sikole lao na choma yo na simbi bili mo aye mukele la ni bato na choma ni bili koro si bili koro si na choma o. Ni bebe ni to ke ni na ke ni.
une cassine au moins du délire. Délire cassine, cassi couillé mouillé. Aye mukelela ni bato na tomani beni konosi na tomaya ikana kasi.
Sans histoire écrite ni récit, donc sans passé, inventeur cravaté, créateur gâté, créature ratée, sans grandeur à cravacher, civilisateur, sensibilisé, par train de vie aisé, hectare à dévaliser, martyr, dans la moiteur désalisé, moteur, d'immense fortune réalisée, amateur de belles lettres et de poésie, frappeur de tambour avec fracas et frénésie, grand penseur encensé, petite frappe assassin, baroudeur résistant, quémandeur assisté. Le sujet du Tout-Puissant, se référant au Livre Saint. Individu indécent qui dissimule à peine, et leur sexe et leur sein, et leur sang est souillé, leurs chants sont brillants, dépouillés d'humanité, leurs yeux sont fuyants. Apprenons-leur à prier Jésus-Christ sans crier, et trier la canne à sucre tout en souriant. Oui, la nature a fauté, s'est plantée en beauté. Toi, ton identité, c'est d'être la créature ratée. La nature a fauté, s'est plantée en beauté. Toi, ton identité, c'est d'être la créature ratée. Que disent la science et la messe, toutes les grandes puissances du monde et la presse, que cette noirceur en présence dans la pièce nous est inférieure comme la chienne et la naisse. Bon chrétien, j'acquiesce, volontiers j'angoisse, les os glacés placés devant ce corps sans grâce, et ses cuisses sont trop grosses, ses narines embrassent chacune des extrémités de sa pauvre face. Ses fesses sont une énorme masse, conséquence, sa silhouette n'a aucune forme de classe. Sa peau, une carapace de cuir sans souplesse, lèvres si épaisses qu'elles en deviennent grimaces. La pommette est saillante, chers clients, clientes, ne vous arrêtez pas à cette laideur criante. Les jungles de l'Afrique, lointaines et luxuriantes, nous offrent des spécimens de différentes variantes. Leurs femelles sont fertiles et vaillantes, dociles et idiotes, font elles-mêmes leurs paillotes. Les mâles ont côtoyé éléphants et coyotes, nourris de chasse, de pêche et de cueillette. Éloignez quand même vos fillettes. Parfois le sauvage plonge dans la démence en rage, peut réduire un humain en miettes, mais le passage du fouet le ramène au silence. Oui, la nature a fauté, s'est plantée en beauté. toi, ton identité, c'est d'être la créature ratée. La nature a fauté, s'est plantée en beauté. Toi, ton identité, c'est d'être la créature ratée. La créature ratée. La créature ratée. La créature ratée. Être la créature ratée.
This is Casey out of Martinique. She is French and it's music from the African continent, believe it or not. I'll be back shortly to tell you more about her straight after this message.
CITR has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag. Present your Friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, Hotbox, The Kiss Store, Slickety Jim's Chat and Chew, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, The Whip Gallery Restaurant, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie to receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member. Get a free friends card and feel the love.
You're listening to Sounds of Africa with Sheila C. You're listening to Sounds of Africa with Sheila C.
And we are back. 8:30 is your time. How is your morning today? If you have any opinions regarding this show or the Olympics, I have lots of opinions, but I'm going to keep most of them reserved in my head. Frankly, I think the media, international media that is here for the Olympics, sucks. But I'll leave that for later on. I was telling you about the rapper originating from Martinique, French. We're playing lots of French music today. And if you'd like to see some French music, well, hear some French music and see some French artists, Place de la Francophonie, Granville Island, has events right through the Olympics. Every single night they have an artist they're playing, mostly out of Quebec, but a few from other overseas countries. So be sure to check that out. That's on Granville Island. Now we're talking about Casey. Her real name is Cathy Palenet, French female rapper artist originating from Martinique. In 2006, Casey released three independent projects, an EP titled Ennemi de l'Ordre, Enemy of the Order, I'm guessing, a mixtape Hossal au Stylo, 64 tracks included 10 unreleased songs, and her first solo album, Tragédie d'un Trajectoire. In 2009, Casey collaborated with the group Zone Libre on the album Angle Mort. This project, mixing rap and rock music, gathers Serge Tessoge, who is the guitarist of Noir Desi, and Marc Sans, who is the guitarist of Yann Tressin. Cyril Bildou, who is the drummer of Sloy, the rapper Hamé, of the group La Remue, and B. James of Anne Falsch. The track I just played for you is from her album, which will be available next March. Well, next month, actually. But it's already being broadcasted in France right about now. Casey will be performing in Brussels, Belgium on May the 13th, 2010. We now bring you music coming from the album released by Arc Music Productions. The album's title is The Pulse of Africa. Drums and rhythm from Senegal, Ghana, Mali, Congo, Botswana, Nigeria, and Mozambique. The cut I'm playing for you is called Womau, and it's by Anlo Ewe of Togo and Ghana. I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. So here goes nothing. African music. Join me, Sheila Sam, every Tuesday morning from 8 to 9:30, right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. From soukous to reggae, some juju, some jazz. From North Africa to South Africa and the African diaspora, I got you covered. Enrich your musical knowledge and taste as you savor the sounds coming from the Sahara right across to the Kalahari, right here on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Tune in for the unique sounds of Africa. Start your day right with the beat and the rhythm of Africa.
Zizoqeda zonke izinkulumo wesibukeli zonke zakithi.
déjà viennent. Ikaba en toute qualité vient. Vienne mouton, vienne cabrite, j'y vais toute bite. En madame vini acheter, il m'a des bails un kilo fou. Et moi commence à bailler fou. Madame mettez y a crié. Moi ni un loge à viande, Ikaba en toute qualité vient. Vienne mouton, vienne cabrite, j'y vais toute bite. En madame vini acheter, il m'a des bails un kilo fou. Et moi commence à bailler fou. Madame mettez y a crié. Tire chou à la. Non, 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 madame, tire pied à la plat. Liquide, liquide, madame, mettez-vous me babou. Ou ben ça gavou, madame, vous me mettez babou. Il y a ses bouchées, tire chou à la. Non, 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 madame, tire pied à la plat. Liquide, liquide, madame, mettez-vous me babou. Sacabou, madame, vous me mettez pas vous. Ikaba en toute qualité vient. Vienne mouton, vienne cabrite, un cheval tout butin. En madame vini acheter, il m'en débaille un kilo fou. Les mains commencent à bailler fou. Madame mettez y a crié. Moi ni un loge à bien. Ikaba en toute qualité vient. Vienne mouton, vienne cabrite, un cheval tout butin. En madame vini acheter, il m'en débaille un kilo fou. Les mains commencent à bailler fou. Madame Mette y a crié. Il y a sept bouchées, tu es là. Non, 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 madame, tu es bien avec ça. Il est calibré, madame, c'était au même abou. Vous faites ça car vous, madame, vous venez chez babou. Il y a sept bouchées, tu es là. Non, 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 madame, tu es bien avec ça. Madame, venez de parler.
Absolutely interesting. His name is Fangai and he is from Burkina Faso. If you ask me though, he sounds a lot like Fela Kuti, but the style of sound is pretty similar. I'm sure Fela Kuti was one of his, you know what I mean? Yeah, that. Idols. You're listening to Sounds of Africa on CITR 101.9 FM. You're with me, Sheila C, and this show comes your way every Tuesday between the hours of 8 and 9.30. We'll continue with music. That was music from Fanga out of Burkina Faso. We've played music from Algeria. We've played music from Senegal, from Mali, from Morocco, Algeria, and Senegal. I think I've mentioned Senegal already. We've got music coming later on in the show from Mali, from Martinique again, from Tunisia, Congo Brazzaville, Egypt and Togo, to mention a few. And we have news from across the African continent coming out of the DRC, Congo, Ivory Coast, Canada, Kenya and Niger and Colombia. All this is regarding Africa, related to Africa, because this is Sounds of Africa. So the news that we have on the show is directly or indirectly connected to what is happening in Africa. And it is News in Brief that comes your way at 9 o'clock. Remember, if you have any opinions or anything that you'd like to share, please join Sounds of Africa on Facebook. So just type up Sounds of Africa Radio Show. It should come up on your search. And simply join the group, add your comment, send your email, send your requests and your suggestions. You're most welcome. Alternatively, you can send your emails to CITRSoundsOfAfrica@gmail.com. I'll be back shortly after this message with more news and music from the African continent.
This boy and girl coming home from school look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
World-famous Blue Chip Cookies. Located on the main concourse of the sub, Blue Chip features yummy baked goods and cookies made in-house. Blue Chip opens at 7 a.m. to serve all your early morning latte needs and has proudly served certified fair trade organic coffee since 2004. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Manta profeta, manta cana linda tatma, baridinha da cuita tanga, obsabura mas logna tenda. Rasta manta profeta, manta cana linda tatma, baridinha da cuita tanga, obsabura mas logna tenda.
Coming out of Senegal, Maria da Barossa, although it's got a little Brazilian feel to it. You're listening to Sounds of Africa. Coming up next, music from Haiti, from Joy Shanti. Mela is the title of that one. Kind of interesting. Yep, I'll let you decide for yourselves.
מלא, הוא זה מלא תולס המלא. מלא, הוא זה מלא תולס המלא. Filet d'eau sang, que sa voix aide à atteindre l'océan. Si ce tout petit filet d'eau là le sang, que sa seule issue est de mêler. Mêler son sang au sang des rivières, mêler. Mêler son sang au sang même de la terre.
Actually, Dominique Sylvain. She is a French female artist out of Haiti, as I mentioned before, originating there. After enjoying a dancing career, she recorded her first album, Reconnais, in 1994. This record was followed by two other opuses, La Recette and Mon Redier à Foutu le Camp. Joy Chanté has already performed at many festivals. Chorus de Haute des Siens, to mention one of them, Festival de Marnay, or Afrikaner as it is known. She has also toured Belgium, Austria and Germany. And the track that I've just played for you is actually from her fourth album. So that's music from Haiti. Coming up at the top of the hour is news in brief from the African continent. That'll be in about 2 minutes' time. Right about now, I'm going to play you one last track before we squeeze that in, and I'll see you on the other side with news in brief. Right about now, I'm bringing you music coming from a CD called Music of Tunisia, and it's by Samra. It's titled The Dark Beautiful Woman. Kind of sounds like me. Nope, not the right one. There we go.
Yeah. The Vancouver 2010 Cultural Olympiad, presented by Bell, proudly presents Kanon and Tinaroan, Thursday, February 25th at the Orpheum. An unforgettable night with hip-hop truth-teller and changemaker Kanon and North African sensation Tinaroan. February 25th, all ages. Tickets at 1-800-TICKETS and tickets.com. For more info, visit vancouver2010.com/cultural-olympiad.
After 9 is your time. We are now looking at Africa in brief. What's been happening this week? Starting off in Congo. An army of humanitarian organizations has been unable to end years of recurring hunger in conflict-torn Congo. Now a Colombian-based research group says it may have found another way to fill hungry bellies with guinea pigs. The small rodent could provide war-battered villages with a much-needed source of protein and micronutrients in a country with some of the highest incidence of malnutrition in the world, according to the International Center for Tropical Agriculture, CIAT. Congo's hilly east has been plagued by violent turmoil since Rwanda's 1994 genocide spilled war across the border. It's not known how or when guinea pigs, native to South America, arrived in Congo, but CIAT researchers discovered them last year being kept as micro-livestock in the nation's hard-hit North and South Kivu provinces. Moving on to Ivory Coast. President Laurent Gbagbo has dissolved the government and electoral commission, casting doubt on when long-delayed elections will occur. Prime Minister Guillaume Soro had been asked to form a new government. Gbagbo accused the Electoral Commission of fraudulently trying to add more than 400,000 people to the definitive electoral roll. The opposition says most of them are from ethnic groups in the north who were unlikely to support Gbagbo. In the past 2 weeks, presidential supporters have been trying to use the courts to remove thousands of the electoral rolls, accusing them of being foreigners. Ivory Coast, which is the world's biggest cocoa producer, is slowly recovering from being cut off in half by a civil war for several years. However, attempts to hold elections have been repeatedly postponed. Relating to Canada, Canada will help build a temporary administrative base for Haiti's government from which to manage the country's rebuilding after last month's earthquake destroyed many ministries, said Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper. He announced that Canada's support for construction of the facility at the start of a two-day visit in Haiti. In response to a request by Haitian Prime Minister Jean-Max Bellerive, Canada's government would provide up to $12 million to support the establishment of the base for up to 1 year. The temporary administrative base will consist of semi-permanent modular shelters and soft-sided air inflatable shelters and will accommodate key ministries and Haitian civil servants so they can work together on recovery efforts. News from Kenya. Kenya's allies of Kenyan Prime Minister Raila Odinga have said they will boycott cabinet meetings until a dispute between President Mwai Kibaki has been sorted. The two men clashed on February the 14th after Odinga suspended two ministers accused of corruption, only for Kibaki to reverse the decision hours later. A spokesman for Odinga's party says the prime minister can no longer function properly in the government. The two rivals formed coalition to end riots following the 2007 elections. Some 1,300 people died in the violence and tens of thousands were displaced. Reports issued in Nairobi say vital reforms intended to prevent a repeat of post-election violence have not been put in place yet, and there is a risk of a coalition government collapsing if the dispute is not resolved. News from the Niger Delta. The UN has pledged to provide Niger with any additional funding needed to prevent critical food shortages. Almost half of Niger's 15 million people will likely be short of food this year after erratic and late rainfall depressed crops and livestock fodder in most of its regions, a government report stated in January. People are struggling on a daily basis against recurring droughts. This is not the fault of the authorities, but it would be difficult for them to respond effectively if the UN doesn't support them. This was issued by the UN spokeswoman in Niger, Anne Boher, who told AlertNet. The humanitarian aid arm of the European Union, ECHO, estimates that $220 million is needed to avert a food crisis in Niger. The country's government is yet to announce its estimates, and the United Nations is working with authorities on the figures to finalize its response plan. Any news coming from Colombia? Yes, Colombia is, for those of you who don't know, the show is surrounded or is regarding Africa and the diaspora. And Colombia actually has quite a large population of Afro-Colombians. So back to the news. Afro-Colombians continue to be displaced from its ancestral lands and face ongoing violence and deep poverty. A UN human rights expert has said, urging authorities in Colombia to do much more to protect the rights of minorities in the Andean country. Gay McDougall, the UN independent expert on minority issues, told reporters in Bogota that while Colombia has impressive legislation aimed at recognizing the rights of Afro-Colombians, many of these laws are rarely implemented or enforced. The majority of communities and organizations that consulted complain that implementation remains woefully inadequate, limited, and sporadic. To the last story of our news today. It comes out of South Africa. South Africa's government set a target to cut income inequality in a country where half of the population survives on only 8% of the national income. The government will aim to boost jobs through industrial policy interventions and subsidies for low-wage workers as a way to reduce inequality, the National Treasury said in its budget review on February the 17th. The key dimensions of the transformation challenges are clear and well known. The statement was issued by the Finance Minister, Pravin Gordhan, in a copy of his budget speech. One in four adults seeking work is unemployed, and almost half of the young population have not found work. Income inequality is among the highest in the world in South Africa, and South Africa wants to reduce the Gini coefficients, a measurement of income inequality to 0.59 by 2014 from 0.66 in 2010, and boost per capita income to 57,618 rands, the equivalent of $7,504 from 46,907 rands. South Africa's unemployment rate of 24.3% is the highest of 62 countries tracked by Bloomberg. That is all we had for you in the news in brief from the African continent. I will continue to play a collection of some of my favorite African songs and discovered songs. I hope you enjoy them as much as I do. And if you have any comments, please do send them through to CITRSoundsOfAfrica@gmail.com. Or you can simply join Sounds of Africa Radio Show on the Facebook fan page and post your comments there. Coming up in a few minutes, interview with Togolese-born artist Joe Amuzu. I'm going to give you a little taste of his music right about now. I hope you enjoy it. It is a very interesting track. This is coming from his last album. He is currently working on another album, which should be out in the next couple of months. But this is from his Mist of Charms CD, which was released back in 2006.
Call me, 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 call me
Coming from Joe Amuzu. His interview is coming up shortly after this message. Stay tuned to Sounds of Africa. We're together for another 12 minutes to go. So if you know what's good for you, stay tuned.
Mary, Carrie Brown, I cried. If I can't marry Carrie Brown, believe I'd rather die.
You have wandered into the folk oasis. Welcome to it.
Stop the world and let me on.
You are indeed listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
I've been trying to keep my mouth shut, baby. I've been trying to change my dark ways, maybe.
Yes, 8 to 10 p.m. every Wednesday night. It's me, Val, hosting 2 hours of eclectic roots music. Oasis.
Vous êtes, vous écoutez CITR ou bien CITR 101.9 FM.
CITR 101.9 FM, this is Sheila Sammy, your wonderful host, giving you African music. And today we have the privilege of talking to one of Togo's artists, who is now a man from Vancouver, our very own Joe Amuzu. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Sheila.
You're welcome. Joe, you've had several albums that you have released. You have three, as far as I know.
I'm working on the third one.
You're working on the third
actually
one.
Have.
Ah, okay. So
halfway through.
When can we expect that one out? Okay. And you're performing tonight for the Olympics at Blaster Francophone. What are you bringing to the people today?
I'm bringing African Sun.
Yes.
The song I'm going to sing tonight is called the Coco Song.
Okay.
It's a very jubilee, happy song.
All right.
Just a celebration of life.
It sounds fantastic. It sounds appropriate for the Olympics. Yeah. What do you think of it so far? What you have seen of the Olympics? Is it what you expected?
Yes, so far so good.
Yeah?
Yes, very good. Well organized.
Yeah?
Yes.
All right. How long did it take you to put together the first album when you released?
The first album is called Singing for Love. Mm-hmm. That one took me 4 years.
4 years.
To put it together.
Wow. That must have taken a lot of labor of love.
Oh, a lot of labor. All the songs I've written since I was a kid.
Oh, wow.
Rearranged some of them.
Yes. So you've been singing since you were a child.
Yes.
What was your inspiration? What ideas? What inspired you to write this song?
First of all, it came from my father.
Okay.
Who was a folk singer, a songwriter.
Okay.
Yes. And which song became patrimoine of the country.
Wow.
And my mother also was a soprano.
Yes.
In a local choir called Maribel.
So you were blessed with musical talent before you were born.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic. fantastic.
Then my senior brother took over.
Wow.
And he really, really inspired me.
I can imagine.
He, in fact, lives here too. His name is Richard.
Okay. So has he got albums out as well?
Yeah, Richard has made several albums throughout the years.
Okay. Now, I understand you were planning a tour to China to promote your albums.
That's a thought.
Why China?
Why China?
Yes.
Oh, because that's the new world, I must say. A piece of China.
A piece of China.
Yes.
Okay. Now, obviously, tours are very long and hectic and take a lot of scheduling. How does that impact your personal life?
Not much.
Not much?
I enjoy traveling.
Okay.
Yes, meeting people, new cultures. In fact, I was in Taiwan.
Yes, I was actually going to get to that.
Yes, I was in Taiwan with my
How was that experience?
Oh, it was fascinating.
Yes?
Really. Fascinating. It's a piece of Africa, you know.
Really?
Very sunny and mango trees.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you name it.
That sounds fascinating.
Well received.
Okay. Now, the song you're performing tonight, does it have a message for the people who are participating in the Olympics, or it's just to entertain the masses
and
entertain
them, have them join us and have fun with us.
Okay. You said you're on your third album. Do you go back and listen to the first and second albums that you listened to and thought, maybe I should have done this a little bit differently?
In fact, you got that right. There are actually two songs.
Mm-hmm.
One is called Let's Be Together,
mm-hmm.
which I've recorded, remix.
Oh, wow.
I love the remix.
Yes?
Yes. And there was another one, it's called Singing for Love.
Okay.
I'll be stepping the way I should have.
You should have done.
Yes.
So you think that with time and practice and experience, your music taste and it has evolved.
It gets better.
Yeah.
Every day.
Okay, so the third album will obviously be quite a bomb then when you drop
it's gonna be massive.
Well, we're looking forward to that. Okay. The current album you're writing on, is it based on your experiences or from people you know, or is it something you wish for people? What's the theme?
Based on my experience, mm-hmm. and education.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Does it still reflect a piece of Africa?
CITR 101.9 FM, this is Sheila Sammy, your wonderful host, giving you African music, and today we have the privilege of talking to one of Togo's...
My dream also was to work with Miriam Makeba. I had a chance to meet her.
She's a wonderful lady, yes. I had the privilege of meeting her and interviewing her twice in South Africa.
Yeah. But what I was saying is I had a chance to meet her in Libreville.
Okay.
But unfortunately, it fell through.
Oh.
So I didn't make that trip. I was back in Paris.
Oh, dear.
And the show never took place. No.
Oh, well. But we can always look to the future for other inspiration.
Of course, maybe I can work with Angelique Kidjo one day.
You never know.
Yes.
You never know. Paths cross and things happen. When you made your first real big break with music, what was the first thing that you bought and spoiled yourself and say, okay, I deserve this because I've done well for myself?
I'm going to pay the resistance.
That's a good one. That's a good one. And what has been the craziest thing that you've seen a fan pull to get your attention or to impress you when you're performing?
When I'm performing, I'm in a different world.
Yep.
But I always look for friendly faces.
Okay.
In the crowd.
Right.
And I fix them. I look at them.
You focus on that and you draw the energy.
At them and I sing to them.
Okay. I've always wondered about that. Do you look at specific people or do you sort of look over everyone and sort of try and put your energy to everyone?
You always look for a friendly face.
A friendly face.
Somebody who's receptive to your message.
Okay. All right. Now, you've been in Canada for 29 years. What is the one thing that you miss from home in terms of food?
Wow.
One thing.
One thing.
One thing.
Boy, so hard to say because we eat African food here every day.
That's
things have changed.
That's true.
Yes.
That's true.
The one I miss the most is called Ablo. Mm-hmm. It's corn bread.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. It's corn bread that's boiled or steamed up.
Okay.
Like couscous.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's so delicious. With fried fish and you name it.
Okay, that sounds.
Because I'm from the coast.
Yes.
And I'm used to fresh fish all
fish time. All yes. the time, yes, absolutely. Did you always grow up wanting to be a musician?
Absolutely.
From day one?
From day one.
Oh, that's
good. Anything else will be unsynchronized.
And what is the hardest thing that you've had to give up as a person because of being a musician?
I never give up anything.
Really. Okay.
Because it's already in my blood.
Okay.
And every day I live music.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
So it goes hand in hand with my business.
Okay. Yeah. Now you've traveled quite a bit promoting your music and giving music
indeed,
to your
yes,
people. What is the favorite country that you've performed in?
That was Ghana.
Ghana?
Yeah, Ghana.
Really?
Yeah, CBC, GBC.
Okay.
Yeah, GBC
okay.
television. I enjoy that.
Okay.
Very much. And France also.
All right.
Yes.
Interesting. Now, who's your favorite musician?
In the world?
In the world.
I would say that would be Fela.
Okay.
I like Fela.
The black president?
Yes. You know, his daring words.
Yes.
And, you know.
He crossed every boundary that ever existed.
Yes. I also like Rima Sekela.
Okay, yes. This one,
for
excellent.
For his one.
Yes. I couldn't have put it into better words myself. Favorite drink?
Favorite drink?
Yeah.
I like Gramali.
Oh, okay. And what is the best thing that you love about yourself?
Very modest.
Modesty.
I love people.
You love people.
I just have so much happiness in me.
Fantastic. Joel, thank you so much for your time.
Thank
Is
you,
there
Sheila.
Anything else you'd like to say?